We welcome you inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and my special guest today is starting safety, Nate Allen. And Nate, you have been here since 2010, but this is the first time that the team has been off to a 5-1 start. So yeah. What is the mood like in the locker room at this time, maybe as opposed to even a year ago?
Yeah, you guys have a good start. It's great, and it's a lot of fun. And because obviously I've been here when things weren't as good, being part of that 4-12 team. And it just makes you appreciate winning, and there's a good energy in the locker room, and coaches and players, and just the entire organization. And it's a lot of fun to be around.
Now, I don't want to dwell too much on that win over the Giants, but the last time the Eagles had a shutout on defense, right, you were 10 years old.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that, because I could have sworn we had, since the 5 years I've been here, I could have sworn we had
you were close
at least
against
one
Dallas.
Shutout. Yeah,
there was that one time in Dallas where Miles Olsen got this touchdown with like 30 seconds left
Okay.
Where the game was out of hand.
Yeah, so. And I mean, that just, I think that speaks a lot for how hard we work and, the time we put in, and just a group of guys we have on the defensive side of the ball. And, obviously the offense did a great job on Sunday or last Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we got a good group of guys on the defensive side and a good chemistry together.
How nerve-wracking were those final few moments? Because you want to get that shutout. Yeah. And I saw that mic'd up feature where Chip Kelly is even saying, we got to get this shutout. So.
Oh, yeah. And we were even saying that on the field. We needed that goose egg. And, that's obviously something every defense strives for every game. And, that was a big thing for us, and being able to get off the field on that last drive and shut them down was big.
How do you think that's helped the perception of this Eagles defense? Because you guys have been under the microscope throughout the course of the season, but to do something that no Eagles defense has done since for so long, what do you think that means?
It's big, but like Coach Kelly says, it's not like we're just gonna put that badge on our shirt and just shut down from here on out and say, look how great we are. Obviously teams are going to come at us even harder now. And, it's just going to get harder and harder, and we just got to work harder and harder and, perfect everything and fine-tune things and, just pay attention to details and, and just keep playing as a unit and growing as a unit.
Do you embrace the challenge because that you guys have been able to put out that kind of four-quarter performance, and you've been able to shut the team out now that you've set the bar that high that you can do
definitely,
it?
Definitely. And that was big for us. And, the first couple of games, obviously we got a lot of, scrutiny and, a lot of things were said. But, we knew what we had and what we were working for. And, and we're just getting better every week. And that's what we stressed, on offense and defense, is getting better every week and growing and growing. And, as the season goes, just peaking. And that's what, the teams that beat are the ones that are getting better and, really peak at the end of the year.
So how did you guys stay so mentally tough those first couple weeks of the season?
Yeah, that's just something we always stress, being mentally and physically tough. And, there's always going to be adversity in games, and you got to have tough skin, and, you just have to regroup. There's going to be mistakes here and there, and there's going to be plays made on you, and you just got to forget about them and, have a short-term memory and keep moving.
So this Sunday, clash of 5-1 teams with you guys and the Arizona Cardinals. And I recall that game last year. It got a little chippy at the end. Yeah. They had some words that they were saying afterwards. You guys had one of your patented last-minute stops there to put the game away. How do you look at this big matchup on Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be big. And that's every Sunday. They got a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. And obviously Larry Fitzgerald and many other guys. And it's going to be a good challenge for us. And, we're going to have a good week of preparation and, get in the film room and, just hit every detail and pay attention to the details and, just come out on fire.
Seems like Larry Fitzgerald is not the only guy. Yeah, seems like that's a big difference with this Arizona Cardinals offense.
Yeah, Floyd and Ellington and Carson Palmer, they got a bunch of guys. It's they got a lot of weapons, and, it's, like I said, it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Nate, take me back to free agency. Mm-hmm. Was there ever a time that you didn't think that you would return to the Eagles and not be a part of this?
I didn't really know. I knew I wanted to come back if the opportunity presented itself, but, I wasn't really stressing about it. I know the Lord had a plan for me, and, I'm just praying about it and just let everything fall into place. And when I heard Philly was – looking to re-sign me, I was pretty excited, and I knew pretty much that this is where I wanted to be because, I love what's going on and the chemistry we have as a team and the direction the organization is going and the things Chip and the rest of the coaches are doing. And, yeah, it's just a special thing to be a part of.
In that Giants game when Victor Cruz went down with an injury,
yeah,
I couldn't help but think about the injury that you had in your rookie season.
Same thing, yeah.
Can you just speak to the ups and downs that you've been through to get to this point where you are now and being a starter on this team that's 5-1 and headed in the right direction?
Yeah, that was tough about Victor going down, and, you know, I can definitely relate to that with the patellar tendon. But, yeah, I mean, since I've been here, you know, had ups and downs, and but I guess that's how football is, you know, even on the field and even in life. You have ups and downs, and, you know, I just always try to keep a – even keel attitude and just not get too high with the highs and too low with the lows. And, you know, and I just always, you know, always know my, you know, my faith in the Lord will carry me. And I just, you know, pray all the time and, you know, put everything in the Lord's hands and know, you know, everything's going to work out.
Well, it certainly worked out for you, Nate. Nate Allen, starting safety for your Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks for joining us here inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.